Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Christians and friends, it's time for Sunday School on the Air, your weekly spiritual educational experience. I am your radio minister, the superintendent, R.D. Vance, and I count it a plum pleasing and pleasure and honor and a privilege to come into your homes, your places of employment, places of confinement, or wherever you are to bring you this religious broadcast. Sunday School on the Air is sponsored and produced through Empowerment Zone Ministries, which encompasses His Grace Ministry and Richer Life in Christ Bible Discussion Group, two uniquely powerful ministries where great things are happening. I want to say to each and every one of you, welcome aboard. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. For those of you that are listening by way of blogtalkradio.com, and if you know someone that does not have internet capability or is not that internet savvy, please share with them our listeners line number, area code 646-721-9970. Again, that's 646-721-9970. Now, those of you that have been tuning in down through the years since Sunday School on the Air first went on the air in February of 2009, you're used to the intro music, and we've gone through so many changes and so many issues and what have you. And so we're working on that prayerfully. By next month, which is right around the corner, we'll be back to having our full service broadcast sound. And again, to those of you, this is your first time. Don't let this be your last time. This is the Sunday School lecture. And this is for everyone. It's not just for Sunday School teachers, Sunday School superintendents, but it's for everybody. Even if you are a layperson, maybe your local assembly does not offer Sunday School, this is for you. I am an ardent believer that Sunday School is the foundation of the Christ experience. For it is in Sunday School when you can dig deeper into God's Word for your life. It is that first Bible study of the week. And then it's for the whole family. So if you have not already done it now, you're listening by way of the internet, gather your family around, turn the speakers up, and if you're listening by telephone, call your friends together. We always call everyone on three-way and four-way and five-way. Call a bunch of friends up, and let's listen to this week's lesson. And this week we'll be talking about love. I can hear right now a song that says what the world needs now is love, sweet love. I can also hear the secular song when Brian McKnight talked about love, love, crazy love. But there are so many different kinds of love. And we're not talking about a romantic, physical kind of love, but the love we're talking about transcends beyond, beyond the physical attraction. This week we're talking about a love that should rest, rule, and abide within us. As the older people used to say, the love that goes from heart to heart and from breast to breast. So we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I certainly hope that you've gotten your Bible, your commentary, your Sunday School Quarterly, or what have you, and at least gotten some paper so you can jot some notes down. You might want to share them in your Sunday School class on tomorrow. Or you may want to just meditate on these things throughout the course of your week, beginning next week. All right. Now, before we go into the lesson, and I'm so excited, I'm really ready to jump into this lesson tonight. I do want to throw out, give a few little shout outs and whatnot, always to the man that gave me the inspiration on my ordination day, nearly 7 years ago. On my ordination day, I was given the mandate to use internet radio in order to reach nations for God's kingdom. And I asked God, how do I do it? What should I do? And he gave me Sunday School on the Air, and that was originated by my first district superintendent in the Church of God in Christ, Superintendent M.L. Butler of the amazing Church of God in Christ right here in Jackson, Mississippi. And I could never forget him doing the lesson review on Fridays during his morning drive on the radio station here in Jackson. Also to all of my preacher friends, all my preacher buddies in Albany, Georgia, Prophet Jermaine Eady, Archbishop Thomas Henry Jr., to my friends in New Jersey, Pastor Raymia Clay, Lady Crystal Clay, and her accomplishment in receiving her master degree this weekend, to Bishop Nicholas Brown and the Ignite Church there in New Jersey, and so many, 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 many more of you all along the Eastern Seaboard. And my prayer, our prayers, certainly I hope all of our prayers are going to those residents in Texas, in Houston, Texas, and the flood waters and the rain waters, my family, the Hendersons, the Sterlings, as well as friends there in Texas that have been inundated by the floods. We are definitely praying for you. I'm definitely in my prayer thoughts. And to those who are grieving the loss of a loved one, wherever you are, whether it was by sickness, illness, disease, or by violence, we are praying for you. Our prayers are going out. And I've been receiving news over the past couple of days of former classmates, especially the ones that were 1 or 2 years after I graduated from high school. They're leaving here. And as a musician, I'm continuously hearing songs that one by one, God is taking us away for whatever reason it is. And I want to say to my classmates that if you are listening, be not dismayed for whatever betide. God will take care of you. He will hold you in the palm of his hand, in the shadow of the Almighty. There we find comfort. There we will find peace. All we have to do is give it over to the Lord and let him work it out. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for this time of sharing. We thank you for this broadcast ministry. We thank you for this ministry wherein we faint not. Thank you, God. Thank you for this lesson about love and what is most important, what should be most important in our lives. I pray now for every individual that has called in on our listeners' line, those that are tuned in to the internet stream, and those that will go back and listen to the archive lesson and share with their relatives, their friends, their loved ones, and even with their enemies. Oh, God, I hide behind your glorious cross that you might abound, because it's not about me, it's all about you. This is your ministry that you've given to me, and I'm so certainly excited to come on the air and to share your word. God, use me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I say, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. 646-721-9970. 646-721-9970 is the number for you to call, share it with a friend, and let them call in and listen to this week's broadcast. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The Apostle Paul writes, if I speak when the tongues of mortals and of angels do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Though I speak with the tongues of men, no matter how I talk, how eloquent of speech, no matter how refined I may talk to you, I may dot all my I's and cross every T. I may know common English. I may execute with such richness of tone the tongues of men. But if I don't have charity, what is this charity? If I don't have love for the next person, these tongues mean absolutely nothing. If I speak with the tongues of men, let's look beyond that. If all I know how to do is habapsha, ikanadidiosha, shanadidiosha, and I don't have love for the next person, then I'm just making up a whole lot of noise. I'm just a wagon full of dishes making up a whole lot of noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Listen, everything that you have, in Paul's writing, this particular chapter sits in between chapter 12, chapter 14, of course. 12 and 14 deals with spiritual giftings. And people, oh goodness, and even today, we're so worried about and so caught up with, I want this gift, I want that gift, or I have this gift and you don't have it. And I have the gift of prophecy, and I have the gift of tongues, and all of these things. I have all of these spiritual gifts. But Paul says, having all of those things is good. But what good is it if you don't have love? Then it's only good for nobody but you. It's just an exercise. It has nothing to do with the next person. Because if I don't love you, then when I'm demonstrating, then it is not going to edify you if I don't have love. If I'm not exhibiting love to you. Oh, what a shame. And so the apostle puts things in a proper perspective when he says, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. The apostles spoke in tongues they had not learned when the church began. So all of this goes back to Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2. Remember, last week we talked about on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came in demonstration, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Some at Corinth had the gift to do this as well in 1 Corinthians 12:10. Wonderful as this is, Paul explains that such ability means nothing unless it is motivated by agape love, friendly love, intelligent goodwill toward others. Jesus commended faith that can move mountains in Matthew 17:20 and verses, and then again in chapter 21:21. But even if one has that kind of faith, it is not enough if it does not include love. And in my mind right now, I'm seeing an episode where Jesus was in the house and he held court, healing and teaching. And there was a man on a stretcher, and his friends were trying to get into the house so that he could be healed. They couldn't get in because of the press. So they went up on the roof, peeled the roof back, and lowered their friend in. Jesus, seeing this happening, he says, I've never seen such faith like this. And of course, not only did he heal the man that was infirm, but he also spoke a blessing over the friends, because he had never seen such a faith like that. Without the love that the friends had for their infirmed brother. Again, faith without works is dead. And faith is not so much just what you can say, but faith is an action. Yeah. One might even give everything he possesses to the poor, then die a martyr's death. But these two would be inadequate by themselves. God looks at the heart. And of course, we always say God is love. When it comes to his children, it should be like father, child. So there's a necessity of love that we see in 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. In verses 4-7, we find the qualities of love. In the King James, it says charity, but love suffereth long and is kind. It does not envy. It does not lift itself, and it is not puffed up. It doesn't behave unseemly. It doesn't seek her own. It is not easily provoked and thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in the truth. That love beareth all things, believes all things, hopeth, continuously hopes all things, and continuously endures all things. So let's say there are 9 ingredients of divine love: patience, kindness, generosity, humility, courtesy, unselfishness, good temper, righteousness, and sincerity. Paul describes true love as both patient and kind. Because if you love somebody, patience is that one virtue that really shows that you have a love for an individual. Because if you have love for your fellow mankind, everything doesn't just happen overnight. Some things take time. Oh, yes, my friend, some things do really take time. And you have to be patient and wait for those things to happen. And it is also kind. Love is kind. You don't find love in hasty actions. You don't find love in of frazzled nerves. Oh, I'm just so sick of it. That does not sound like somebody that loves you. As always, that may belittle you or anything that's negative. That's not love. The Apostle Paul explains what love is not and what it is. Again, back to the 9 ingredients of divine love. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Some of the Corinthian people took pride in their spiritual gifts, as I mentioned earlier. But such pride is not appropriate for the believer. Yes, you have these spiritual gifts. Yes, God has endued you with power and these giftings. But now, you don't take it. Don't just go too far with it. But now, let's look at the flip side. Love rejoices with the truth. True love cannot be indifferent to moral issues. Okay? Love can rejoice when the truth is spoken. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. Always perseveres. And the third thing is the endurance of love. So we have a necessity of love, the qualities of love, and the endurance of love. Love endures. In verses 8 through 13, we know that prophecies will cease because charity never faileth. Love never fails. Tongues will be stilled, but love will continue to go on. Knowledge will pass away. Heaven and earth may pass away, but I guarantee you God's word, which is his love toward us, will stand. These dramatic gifts had just been discussed in chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. Eventually, they no longer will be needed. However, love is permanent. Now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, and we shall see face to face. Even the best first century mirrors were woefully inadequate. In heaven, we will see the Lord face to face in a perfect relationship. And you'll find that in 1 John 3 and 2. Paul concludes this section with the familiar words, "Now these three remain. Now abide faith, hope, charity, or love. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." Yes, you can speak in tongues. Yes, you can interpret the tongues. Yes, you can prophesy. Yes, you can interpret the prophecies. But at the end of the day, where's the love? Without the love, you're really nothing. We are really nothing. We must check our love capacity. We must check our love meter, because God is love. And if you certainly believe that God is love, you ought to... If at any point in time that you're kind of unaware if God is love, God has love towards you, think of this. If you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but if you have not, either side of the scale, understanding that Christ died for us, Buddha didn't do it, Hare Krishna didn't do it, David Koresh wouldn't do it for us. It is not about black power, white power, or anything else. Stokely Carmichael didn't die for nobody. And he did not atone your sins. But it was Christ, his ultimate sacrifice, that gives us as they said in the Baptist church, gives us a right to the tree of life. We don't have to die by sin. It's already been done. The sin debt has already been paid. All we have to do is live right and believe in what God's word says. So now, let's not get boasted up in the spiritual gifts. Let's not go on a forever tangent about, oh, I've got this and I've got that, and you ain't got this and you ain't got that. Again, without love, it is absolutely null and void. That's our lesson for the week. Love, the greatest of these things. Love makes the world go round. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, it's not a romantic love. It is not a sexual type love. But it can be reproduced because it is an agape love. It can move. It can just be. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm always going back over. But I've already said. However, what we need now is more agape love. Mm-hmm. We need it more than anything else in the world. So now, what must one do to gain God's love? That's a very good question. What must one do in order to gain God's love? In order to gain God's love, we must first recognize within ourselves an inadequacy. There's a void in our life. Who can fill that void? God can fill that void in our life. How can he fill it? When we accept him, if we accept God and we accept Christ as our Savior, let him into our life. When we surrender ourselves to God and allow Jesus into our heart, then we can have that love that God has for us. Those of you that are not saved, those of you that have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time. Forsaking all others, why not give your life to Christ? You might be in a backslidden condition. You may be on the backside of life. Now you can come to the forefront by saying to God, God, I believe you, I love you, and I want more of your love. Let him into your life right now. Say yes to God. Say yes, Lord. And forget everything else. Because once you receive God in your life, once you receive Christ in your life, then he will wipe away the sin. And now you have God's love. His unconditional love. It's not unconditioned. Send a man, send a woman, send a boy, send a girl. His love is for you. Listen, my time is almost out. Please go to the website theempowermentzone.tripod.com. Look for us on Facebook, Sunday School on the Air. And you can always call our ministry line, area code 601-951-4734. And until next week, you'll know it's time for Sunday School on the Air, 10:30 p.m. Central, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. continue to keep going and growing in God is my continual prayer for you, my brother, my sister. God bless you.